spiritual strength conquers the senses. Ultimately, then, we control lust by spiritual means. The intelligence, mind, and senses must be subject to direction from the soul. As the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text 43 explains, thus knowing oneself to be transcendental to the material senses, mind, and intelligence, one should steady the mind by deliberate spiritual intelligence and thus, by spiritual strength, conquer this insatiable enemy known as lust. Our physical bodies are actually prison suits not directly associated with God. In the Bible, the book of Corinthians says that we have a terrestrial form and a celestial one. While we are in the terrestrial body, we are away from God. The body with its senses, mind, and intelligence makes relentless demands upon us, and our soul has to deal with this continuous onslaught. That is why the scriptures warn us to master our senses and not to identify with our immediate environment. If we do not control our senses, identifying with our material surroundings instead, we will be pulled into many directions simultaneously and lose our balance. The qualities of simplicity, renunciation, and austerity, which are a part of all spiritual systems, can help us detach from such temptations and overcome lust. They allow the soul, rather than our senses, to direct our actions.